This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And coming up this Sunday, special benefit concert at the chapel on West Harvard and Roseburg. And Trish Melendres Keller from the Umpqua Symphony Association and
Karen Gray.
I was about 90% sure on that. Get a real close to the mic and tell us what's going on.
Kyle, thank you, first of all, for inviting us over. We're going to have a concert at the chapel, but first of all, I'd like to acknowledge Lauren and Dina Young of Lauren Young Tire Center for sponsoring our concert series this year. We, as I had mentioned, we are partnering with Andrew Calvert of The Perfect Occasion to host all of our concerts at the chapel. Our first concert is going to be Andrei Andreev, who is a classical pianist from Russia, born and trained in Russia. And I'll turn it over to Karen to give you more information about him.
Yeah, fascinated to hear that.
Andrei has won several international awards. He completed his undergraduate degree at Saratov College of Arts and his graduate degree at Saratov State Conservatory in Russia. He's a master of piano performance from the University of Oregon, and he's taken additional classes at Virginia James Madison University. We are excited to have him here. He has quite a following in the area, and so we are so looking forward to having him at the intimate really fun venue at the chapel this Sunday at 3 o'clock.
It's interesting. I haven't been inside yet, but just seeing all the pictures from some of the other events that Andrew's been doing and hearing him talk about it, a lot of work has gone into that, even outside the property as well, and really has got quite the venue there. And the idea, Trish, of being able to have this in such an intimate environment really kind of adds to the music.
Really, the ambiance, the acoustics is perfect to host a concert at the chapel.
So you said this basically begins your season, so you go kind of summer to summer?
This year, we're trying to revamp our concert series. Prior to COVID, we couldn't host concerts. And, you know, the Umpqua Symphony Association has been hosting concerts since 1955. So we're trying to revamp that, not only with the youth orchestra, but also music for everyone.
So do you have some other concerts already planned out?
We do. In October, we have Take 3 that will be held on Sunday, October 8th at 3 o'clock.
At the chapel as well.
And are you still, and then you're working on other shows too?
We're working on it.
Yeah, it's been a tough time for some organizations coming out of a pandemic like that when everything just kind of stopped. And even some organizations, I think the Cultural Trust folks told me that about 25% of arts organizations just didn't make it through the pandemic in the state altogether. So it's been a big challenge there. And the Umpqua Symphony Association, talk about your work and the proceeds for this for helping the youth orchestra.
Well, the Umpqua Symphony Association is the sponsor of the Douglas County Youth Orchestra. The Douglas County Youth Orchestra, the title is kind of a misnomer because we do invite adults to participate in our orchestra. We have parents, we have grandparents. I play in the orchestra as well. The benefit concert is really proceeds from the sales of this ticket will go directly to the Douglas County Youth Orchestra. We have various programs like musicians from the Eugene Symphony Orchestra will come down six times a year for lessons with groups. We also have private lesson programs that are free to all students under 21 years of age, and they receive at least six private lessons during the academic year.
And that for students to get an idea of, you know, if I work hard, maybe I can get to this level.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, you also are in the midst of a series of some enrichment things. Talk about those.
This is a summer enrichment program. We've received several grants from different organizations to perform outreach into areas other than just Roseburg. So we've already performed an outreach program in Glide in Oakland at the public library, which was specifically for children, also in Drain and Elkton, And then we also went up to Tokadi for an enrichment program, too, which was very interesting for all of us to go. We still have two left to go for the summer series in July. On Saturday, July 15th, we'll be at Myrtle Creek at 1 o'clock, and then at Riddle at 3 o'clock. In Riddle, it's the community center, and at Myrtle Creek, it's the Myrtle Creek Grange. And then Thursday, July 27th, it's at the Winston Community Center at 1 o'clock. And again, targeting mostly children for this particular one. So we're real excited to conclude our Summer Music Enrichment Series.
Now, if people want to attend the event this Sunday, I see you've also got kind of an extra opportunity with a special reception.
We are having an opportunity for all of our ticket holders, if they'd like to attend a cocktail reception after the original concert. The tickets to the concert are $20, and you can get them online, or $25 at the door. If you would like to attend the concert plus the cocktail reception afterward to meet and greet Andre, those tickets are $40 and are only available online.
You know, when I looked at this initially, I thought the cocktail reception was before the concert. You've put it after, which probably is a good idea.
We think so. It's nice to have a sober pianist if you're going to do that.
Well, and the audience possibly as well. So
this is true, too.
Very good. So, again, that's Sunday. And if people want to get tickets, what's the best way to do that?
You can get them online at www.dcyomusic.org/events.
All right. All of that there. Trish Melendez Keller and also Karen
Gray.
I just did it again. Thanks for coming in this morning. 8:38 at the Morning Report.
Thank you very much.